Isaac Madrid grew up in El Paso, surrounded by a large, loving family. He had 7 sisters, which means now 18 nieces and nephews are mourning the loss of their funny, kind-hearted uncle. The memorial service at Lake Point Church featured remembrances in both English and Spanish. Isaac's mother, Elia, even read from a letter that she says captures what Isaac would have told those in attendance.
¿Cómo quisiera darle las gracias por estar aquí con mi esposa Elizabeth y mi hijo Isaac?
Isaac's wife Elizabeth and their 20-month-old son, named for his dad, have been walking a hard road since Isaac was first diagnosed with erythropoietic protoporphyria, also known as EPP. The rare disease poisoned Isaac's blood and destroyed his liver. Isaac died on February 13th from complications following his 2nd bone marrow transplant. Elizabeth was by her husband's side every minute of this fight. Now, she'll lean on loved ones to get through each day.
It's just family that has always been there for me, that has been there every time.
Isaac's friends are equally moved by what the Madrid family has been through. Isaac got sick just after his son was born and was in the hospital for all of little Isaac's early milestones. Family friend Ruth Yanes knows how hard that was on a young father.
That was the saddest thing for me. His baby, he would see him grow through pictures, you know, and that was just sad.
After Isaac's diagnosis, he was too sick to keep his job, but a former coworker remembers his incredible attitude and devotion to everyone he cared about.
He was the happiest, most giving, hardworking person I know. And he loved his family and was so close to all of them. He just loved life and loved everybody. Just truly a happy person.
That's how Crystal Alleman remembers Isaac, as someone to be admired. 25 years isn't a long life. Isaac won't teach his little boy to ride a bike, and he won't celebrate 10 years of marriage with his wife. But while he didn't have a long time to leave an impression on the world around him, it's obvious Isaac Madrid made the most of every minute. Courtney Collins for KERA News.